Chapter 5, Working as an SPSV Operator. Chapter Overview. This chapter outlines the regulations that apply to SPSV vehicles and their drivers. Vehicle requirements. Operating an SPSV owned by another person. Maintaining operational data. Rules of operation. Operating sustainably in the SPSV industry. Using taxi ranks. Using bus lanes. Using your roof sign. Using your cashless payment facility. Refusing a passenger. Keeping your vehicle in good condition. Compliance and following the rules. Fixed payment offences. Changing address or contact details on a licence. 5.1. Vehicle requirements. SPSV regulation compliance. Any vehicle used as an SPSV must comply with the SPSV regulations. If a vehicle is used as an SPSV without a license, both the driver and the vehicle owner can be charged with an offence. Note, it is the driver's responsibility to make sure the vehicle they are driving follows the rules, even if someone else owns the vehicle or holds the license. Regulations for all SPSVs. All SPSVs must have an active vehicle license shown on the tamper-proof license discs. Display tamper-proof license discs in both the front and rear windows. Be in good working condition or fully roadworthy. It is illegal to operate a faulty vehicle. Carry required safety equipment. See Chapter 3. Choosing a vehicle to use as an SPSV. Not carry more passengers than the number listed on the tamper-proof license discs. Tip. Vintage, very old vehicles in the limousine category that are over 30 years old do not need to show a rear disc. Additional regulations. In addition to the SPSV regulations, additional regulations apply to taxis and wheelchair-accessible taxis and hackneys. Taxis must have a taximeter that is calibrated and verified with the current national maximum taxi fare and connected to a working printer, have a regulation roof sign, have approved taxi branding on the front doors. Wheelchair accessible taxis must have the accessibility symbol displayed on the regulation roof sign, have the required wheelchair equipment installed and functioning correctly. Wheelchair accessible hackneys must have the accessibility symbol displayed on a passenger door, have the required wheelchair equipment installed and functioning correctly. Tamper-proof license discs. Tamper-proof license discs provide vehicle and license details. They include the vehicle license number and expiry date, the vehicle registration number, colour and type, the number of passengers the vehicle is licensed to carry. The licensing inspector will place the tamper-proof license discs on the front and rear windows when the vehicle passes the initial suitability inspection or license renewal assessment. Note, these discs are always the property of NTA. Colour coding for discs. All tamper-proof license discs have a green ring on the outside, but the tamper-proof license disc inside will be a different colour depending on the type of SPSV. Yellow for taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis. Blue for hackneys, wheelchair accessible hackneys and local area hackneys. Silver for limousines. Below are examples of the different colour license discs. Refer to page 83 for illustration. Removing and disposing of tamper-proof license discs. Tamper-proof license discs can only be removed and disposed of by a licensing inspector. However, you may need to arrange for removal yourself in the following cases. Changing the vehicle linked to your license. Replacing the windscreen, selling or disposing of your vehicle, surrendering your license. Once removed, the tamper-proof license discs cannot be reused. it is an offence to use them on another vehicle. If you get new tamper-proof licence discs, you must return the old ones during the inspection or provide proof that they have been safely destroyed, such as a report from An Garda Síochána or an insurance company. Licensing staff will tell you what to do in these cases. If you have any questions about tamper-proof licence discs, call the SPSV information line at 0818 064 000. Note, it is a serious crime to operate a vehicle as an SPSV without an active vehicle licence. The driver and the owner of the vehicle, if they are different people, can both be fined up to €5,000 for this offence. 5.2. Operating an SPSV owned by another person. An SPSV driver can drive a licensed vehicle that is licensed by another party and not owned by them, the driver, through a rental or lease agreement. In both situations, there are obligations on the vehicle license holder and the SPSV driver. Vehicle license holders must ensure the driver is fully licensed to operate the vehicle as an SPSV, provide and maintain the appropriate SPSV insurance, keep a record with the name, address and contact number of each driver along with their SPSV driver license details, retain these records and make them available for inspection by the NTA when requested. SPSV drivers operating a vehicle owned by someone else must ensure the vehicle license is valid, confirm the vehicle is roadworthy, ensure the vehicle has the proper insurance, make sure the vehicle fully complies, meets with all relevant regulations, ensure the driver-to-vehicle link is correctly created. A vehicle license can be held by either an individual who is self-employed or a company. The license holder does not have to be the person driving the associated SPSV. Vehicles can be rented or leased to licensed SPSV drivers based on a financial agreement between both parties. In this scenario, a rental agreement must be in place between the vehicle license holder and the SPSV driver. A copy of that agreement should be provided to NTA. The NTA will only interact with the vehicle license holder for licensing activities related to the rented or leased vehicle, such as scheduling an initial suitability inspection. Therefore, even where a rental or lease agreement is in place, the vehicle license holder must continue to make the inspection appointments for the vehicle. When renting or leasing, vehicle license holders must ensure the driver is fully licensed to operate the vehicle as an SPSV, provide and maintain the appropriate SPSV insurance, communicate to the NTA about the rental agreement, including details such as the rental period, vehicle registration number, and the driver's license number. Keep a record with the name, address, and contact details of each person or driver and their SPSV driver license details. Keep these records and make them available for NTA inspection. SPSV drivers renting or leasing a vehicle must ensure the vehicle license is up to date and valid, confirm the vehicle is roadworthy, ensure the driver-to-vehicle link is correctly created, make sure the vehicle is properly insured, ensure the vehicle fully complies with all relevant regulations. 5.3. Maintaining operational data. NTA keeps a database that links each licensed SPSV to its current driver. It is the driver's responsibility to make sure this information is always up to date. Drivers must notify the NTA whenever they start or take over operating an SPSV. A link can have an end date or be open-ended. If you own and operate just one vehicle and it is never driven by anyone else, you only need to notify the NTA once about the vehicle, However, if the vehicle is driven by multiple drivers, each driver must advise the NTA every time they start operating that vehicle. Note, not notifying NTA about the driver-to-vehicle link is a criminal offence. As a driver, you must create a new driver-to-vehicle link in the following cases: before you start driving an SPSV, if you change your vehicle, if your driver licence or vehicle licence expires. The driver-to-vehicle link information is also used in the NTA's public safety app, DriverCheck. This app helps customers check if an SPSV, like a taxi or hackney, is properly licensed and registered before they hire it. There are a few ways to create a link, but the easiest and most used is the SPSV Plus app. The SPSV Plus app allows SPSV license holders to complete their required notifications on the go. Once you have registered, you can use this app to add and update driver-to-vehicle links. Further information. The NTA provides several ways for you to add or update rental agreements and driver-to-vehicle links. You can use NTA's SPSV online services at https://spsvonline.nationaltransport.ie/. NTA's SPSV Plus app. It is free and available from the Apple and Android app stores. The SPSV information line at 0818 064 000. NTA's SMS, text or short message service. For more information or to learn how to register and use these tools, visit NTA's website www.nationaltransport.ie. 5.4. Rules of Operation. Taxis can be hired by potential passengers at official taxi ranks, only where available for hire, on the street, plying for hire, by pre-booking. Taxis are allowed to use bus lanes that flow with regular traffic, with flow bus lanes. See section 5.8, Using Bus Lanes. Taxis must use a verified, calibrated taximeter to calculate the fare. Charge either the fare shown on the meter or a lower amount, but not more than the national maximum taxi fare. Use the meter for all passenger journeys and keep a record of all bookings. Print a receipt from the taximeter and offer it to the customer. See Chapter 7, Fares. Have NTA approved branding on the front doors and a regulation roof sign. Never leave their taxi unattended at a rank. Notify the NTA each time they begin operating a vehicle. In addition to these rules, wheelchair accessible taxis must have boarding aids or ramps, wheelchair anchorages and seat belts. Display the accessibility symbol on the roof sign. Carry at least one wheelchair user and one other passenger. Give booking priority to people with disabilities. Wheelchair accessible hackneys must have boarding aids or ramps, wheelchair anchorages and seat belts. Display the accessibility symbol on a passenger door. Carry at least one wheelchair user and one other passenger. Give booking priority to people with disabilities. Keep a record of all bookings. Local area hackneys must only operate in the area listed on the licence, not provide or advertise services outside their specified area of operation. Limousines must follow all hackney rules, except that they do not need to carry booking documents when working as part of a wedding or funeral service. 5.5. Operating sustainably in the SPSV industry. The vehicle you choose can either reduce or increase global emissions. Your interactions with customers and leading by example can create a positive culture of responsibility toward the environment. By adopting sustainable practices, you can reduce your environmental footprint while achieving your operational goals. Tips for sustainability. Here are some ways you can operate sustainably as an SPSV driver. Type of vehicle. Choose an eco-friendly vehicle, like a hybrid or electric vehicle, which produces fewer emissions and is better for the environment. Vehicle condition. Keep your vehicle in good working condition by servicing and maintaining it regularly. A well-maintained vehicle runs more efficiently and uses less fuel. Driving routes. Plan your routes carefully to ensure you take the most direct and efficient path. Avoiding traffic congestion reduces idle time, saves fuel, and reduces emissions. Carpooling and ride sharing. Encourage passengers to share rides whenever possible. Fewer vehicles on the road mean lower emissions and less congestion. Fuel type. Consider using alternative fuels such as biofuels or natural gas, which are more sustainable than traditional fossil fuels. Style of driving. Use eco-friendly driving techniques like smooth acceleration and braking, and maintain a steady speed to save fuel and reduce emissions. Sustainability as a competitive advantage. Sustainable operations can help you stand out in the SPSV industry and increase business. Eco-friendly products and services are becoming increasingly popular, and customers are more likely to choose a service that holds the same values towards the environment. By adopting sustainable practices, you can attract and retain customers who prioritize sustainability. Adopting sustainable practices can provide both environmental and financial benefits. For example, electric vehicles, EVs, have lower maintenance costs compared to petrol-powered cars, which can save you money in the long run. As investors and banks increasingly focus on environmental, social and governance, ESG factors, when considering funding requests, SPSV drivers who implement sustainable practices are more likely to secure funding. There are also monetary grants available for those who wish to purchase EVs or upgrade their existing vehicles to electric models. 5.6. Using taxi ranks. Local authorities, in consultation with An Garda Síochána, are responsible for planning and managing taxi ranks, including deciding their location, size, operating hours and maintenance. NTA offers advice and guidelines to local authorities, but does not have a direct role in managing the ranks. Taxi ranks can be permanent, part-time or temporary, for example during big public events like concerts. Some taxi ranks are provided by other bodies on their own premises, like airports. To stand for hire at these types of ranks, SPSV drivers must get a special permit. Here are the key rules for operating at a taxi rank. Taxis at ranks must always be available for hire. Do not leave your taxi unattended at a taxi rank. Customers can choose which taxi to hire. They are not required to hire the first taxi in the queue. Taxis can be hailed outside of a taxi rank or near the rank. Hackneys and limousines cannot stand for hire at taxi ranks. No extra charge to customers is allowed for hiring a taxi from a taxi rank. 5.7. Using bus lanes. The Road Traffic Regulations 1997 allows taxis to use normal with-flow bus lanes while they are operating as an SPSV. This means a taxi can use the bus lane while carrying a passenger, going to pick up a pre-booked customer, applying for hire. Taxis cannot use bus lanes if they are not operating as an SPSV, for example, driving home after a shift, on personal business, or transporting goods. Taxis are not allowed in contra-flow bus lanes, where traffic travels in the opposite direction. Hackneys and limousines are not allowed to use bus lanes. 5.8. Using your roof sign. You must have your roof sign in place when operating a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, and you must remove it when the taxi is in a public area and not being operated as a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi. When operating a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, the roof sign must be on when available for hire, such as when standing at a taxi rank. Off when not available for hire, for example, when carrying a passenger or travelling to pick up a pre-booked customer. For journeys longer than 30 kilometres outside urban areas, you may, with the passenger's agreement, position the roof sign lengthways to improve fuel efficiency and sustainability. The roof sign light does not need to be linked to the taximeter and can be operated independently. 5.9. Using your cashless payment facility. When operating a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, you must have a cashless payment facility and ensure it works properly. If the payment terminal is broken or the battery needs to be charged, you must withdraw from service. The cashless payment device must be linked to the driver, not the vehicle. This allows the driver to be identified in the transaction history. You must accept payments via Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and digital wallets, and no surcharge or extra fee can be applied to cashless payments. Note, a driver must be able to refund any payments in case of an error. Device placement. It is not required to fit the payment device permanently, but if you choose to, ensure that the device does not block passengers' view of the taximeter or the driver's view of the road. The device is securely mounted, not presenting a danger in case of collision. The device does not interfere with other safety or control systems, or placed on or next to important safety features such as airbags or navigation equipment. The performance and functionality of these safety systems are critical. The way the device is charged does not interfere with any other safety control, electrical, computer, navigation, satellite, or radio system in the vehicle. The device is easy to access and does not interfere with passenger comfort. If you follow these guidelines, your cashless payment system will meet the required standards and ensure safety and compliance. Handling payment issues with passengers. If there is an issue with a passenger's card payment, the following options are available. The passenger can use another card, or they may pay cash for the fare. The passenger can be taken to a cash point, ATM, to withdraw cash. A third party, friend or family, can pay on behalf of the passenger. If a passenger refuses to pay and no agreement can be made, on Garda Síochána should be contacted. Tip: under Section 24 of the Taxi Regulation Act 2013, it is an offence for a person to hire a taxi and refuse to pay a fare calculated by a verified taximeter without a reasonable excuse. 5.10. Refusing a passenger. As an SPSV driver, you have the right to refuse service in certain situations. You may request a passenger to leave the vehicle, or you may refuse to follow a passenger's instructions. It is important to document the details of these incidents. This will help explain the situation to NTA's compliance officers in case of a complaint. Reasons for refusing a passenger or requests include: a journey over 30 kilometres in a taxi, a disorderly, abusive or offensive passenger, a passenger who is consuming food or drink, a passenger who could damage or dirty the vehicle, a passenger with too much luggage that cannot be safely carried and is a danger to the driver and others, a group of passengers that would exceed the vehicle's licensed passenger capacity, as shown on its tamper-proof license discs, a passenger who asks you to put your health or safety at risk, like carrying an unreasonably heavy load, a passenger under 17 who refuses to wear a seatbelt but is of adult size, a small child who cannot be safely carried in the vehicle, A passenger who refuses to show the ability to pay or refuses to pay a reasonable deposit before starting the journey. A person who attempts to hire the vehicle to transport goods without passengers. A passenger who refuses to put out a cigarette. 5.11. Keeping your vehicle in good condition. To comply with regulations and provide a safe and comfortable service, you must keep your vehicle in good condition. The Automobile Association, AA, recommends regular checks to prevent problems. Regular maintenance is typically cheaper and easier than ignoring something that may lead to a roadside breakdown and expensive repairs. Follow the maintenance schedule in your vehicle owner's handbook. Regularly inspect the brakes, tires, lights, and engine, and keep the vehicle clean inside and out. AA Vehicle Checklist. Tires. Check your tire pressure often, including the spare. Tires that do not have enough air can use more fuel. Most vehicles need tire tread to be at least 1.6 millimetre deep. Change your tires before they become too worn or if they are damaged. Lights and mirrors. Make sure your lights, indicators and mirrors are clean and working properly. They should be adjusted the right way. To check that your rear lights work, reverse toward a wall at night and use your mirrors to see the lights or ask someone to check for you. Oil. Check the oil level often and top it up between oil changes. Look under your car for oil leaks. Always use the right type of oil. Check your owner's handbook. Windscreen and wipers. Clean your windscreen inside and out. Make sure the washer fluid is full. Check that the wiper blades are working well and replace them if needed. Battery and warning lights. Check your battery. Listen for a slow engine start. It may mean the battery is weak. Watch the dashboard for warning lights, especially for the brakes or engine. Additional things to check. Fluids. Check all fluid levels, like battery and brake fluid. Top them up if they are low. Battery cables. Clean the battery terminals if they are rusty or dirty. Hoses and belts. Replace them if they are worn or damaged. Brakes. Inspect and listen for wear. Test the handbrake. Pay attention to brake noises or if the pedal feels soft or different. Horn. Make sure it works. Exhaust system. Listen for strange noises. Fixing parts like catalytic converters early can save money later. Shock absorbers. Bad shock absorbers can make your car unsafe and uncomfortable. If your car feels strange over bumps or makes noises, get it checked. Further information. AA Basic Car Checks. https://www.theaa.com/breakdown-cover/advice/car-maintenance-tips. Keeping costs down. To keep your car running well and save money, it is important to take care of it. The AA says that by following a few easy tips, you can save fuel, pay less for repairs, and improve the trip for your passengers. Drive smoothly and brake as gently as possible. Speed up and slow down gently. Pay attention to the road and what is ahead of you. Use the highest gear you can without making the engine work too hard. Change gears early when you can. Turn off the engine if you are waiting in line for more than 3 minutes. If it is safe and does not affect passenger comfort, turn off things like air conditioning or heated windows when you do not need them. 5.12. Compliance and following the rules. NTA is committed to ensuring that drivers and vehicles follow SPSV regulations. This helps honest, professional drivers do their jobs without being hurt by others who break the rules. High standards also help the travelling public to trust SPSV transport services. NTA has a special team of compliance officers who check if drivers and cars are following the rules. They can investigate complaints, check vehicle standards, driver behaviour and identification, and make sure bookings and fares are correct. If someone drives without a vehicle licence or uses a car that is unlicensed, NTA can prosecute and take them to court. Compliance officers can also give out on-the-spot fines for certain fixed payment offences. You can find a list of these fines in section 5.13, Fixed Payment Offences. NTA's Compliance Team. NTA's compliance officers help keep the industry safe and fair for the travelling public. Most drivers do a great job and provide an excellent public service. The compliance officers are there to help them. Compliance officers can stop and check any driver while they are working. Generally, it is just a quick check of the vehicle and driver. Other times, it is because someone has made a complaint that they need to investigate. The NTA investigates all complaints fully. Sometimes drivers or passengers may have an incorrect understanding of the rules, and after clarification, no further action is required. As a driver, if a compliance officer comes to speak with you, they will tell you who they are and show you their official ID card. Be polite and respectful. Understand that you are working and try not to delay or keep you too long. Make sure that your vehicle meets industry standards. This could include checking your tamper-proof license discs, in-vehicle information card, safety equipment, and cleanliness. Check things like roof sign, taximeter, printer, or wheelchair ramp, if you have them. Check that your driver display card is clearly shown and that you have your ID card with you. To help the compliance officers do their job and ensure things go smoothly and quickly, you should follow any reasonable requests that the officer makes. Note, if you break certain rules, the compliance officer may give you a fine. If you do not pay the fine, you could be taken to court. This could lead to bigger fines, a criminal record, or even losing your license. Authorised persons. You must always give the right information and help to the authorities. These include NTA officers and An Garda Síochána. It is against the law to obstruct, impede, fail to comply with, or give false or misleading information to an authorised person. These authorised persons have the power to ask for and take documents. They can and will go into places connected to taxi services, like dispatch offices, if they think it is needed for an investigation. Mandatory area knowledge module. If there are three or more complaints about you in 3 years related to not knowing your area well, NTA can ask you to take and pass the relevant area knowledge module before you can renew your license. Mandatory disqualification from driving. If you have been found guilty of certain crimes listed in the Taxi Regulation Act 2013 in Ireland or another country, you may not be allowed to hold a taxi driver license. In some cases, this can be a lifetime ban. In other cases, it is for a certain amount of time. You must tell the Gardaí if this applies to you. If you have been banned, you can apply to the court to lift the ban. If you think you might be affected by this, it is best to read the law carefully and get legal advice. 5.13, Fixed Payment Offences. These are the main fixed payment offences at the time of publication of this manual. New offences may be added and categorised in the future. The categories are SPSV operators, vehicle equipment, taximeters for taxis only, standing or applying for hire, fares and charges. Fixed payment offences are as follows. SPSV operators. Taking off or trying to take off a tamper-proof licence disc, €150. Not showing the tamper-proof licence disc, €150. Not displaying the required driver ID, €200. Not telling the NTA about the vehicle you are driving, €200. Vehicle equipment. Not following the rules for taxi roof signs, €100. Not showing the required in-vehicle information card, €100. Showing signs or ads on a Hackney or limousine that are not allowed by the NTA, €80. Not meeting vehicle rules for your license type, €100. Not having the approved door signs on a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, €250. Taximeters, taxis only. Not keeping the taximeter correctly calibrated, €250. Not fitting or using the taximeter as required, €150. Using the taximeter while the taxi is waiting for a fare, €150. Not using the taximeter during a journey, €150. Standing or applying for hire. Waiting at a taxi rank when not available for hire, €80. Waiting for a fare at a place that is not an official stand, €100. Operating in a county where you are not licensed, €200. Stopping on the road near a full taxi rank instead of moving on, €80. Fares and charges. Refusing a short journey under 30 kilometres without good reason, €150. Refusing to carry a guide dog or assistance dog, €250. Charging a booking fee when the taxi was not pre-booked, €100. Not printing and offering a receipt at the end of a taxi journey, €100. Not offering a receipt at the end of a Hackney or limousine journey, €100. Not carrying the required booking record for a Hackney or limousine hire, €80. Not carrying a cashless payment device, €200. Refusing to accept a cashless payment, €200. Refusing to carry a wheelchair user, €250. Note, you must pay the amount in the fine notice within 28 days or pay the amount plus 50% within 56 days. If you do not pay within 56 days, court proceedings begin. 5.14. Changing address or contact details on a license. Change of address. If you move to a new address or change your phone number or email, you must tell the NTA as soon as possible. You can do this by using the SPSV online services system, https://spsvonline.nationaltransport.ie/. Calling the SPSV information line at 0818 064 000. Writing to the NTA. This is important so that NTA can send you updates about your license. If you do not update your contact details, the NTA is not responsible if you miss any important messages. Note, if you are an SPSV driver, you also need to tell on Garda Síochána when you change your address. Having another occupation or work. If you are an SPSV driver and you start another job, you must tell on Garda Síochána. You must give details about your employment, including the name and address of your employer, if you have one. If the new job involves driving, you will need proof that your employer knows you have an SPSV driver licence and that you drive passengers for money. Company control. If a company holds a vehicle licence and the control of that company changes, the licence is no longer valid. It is automatically cancelled. The company must tell the NTA about the change in control, return the licence within 14 days of the change. This rule does not apply if the change in control is because a company member has died. Changes to the national maximum taxi fare. If the national maximum taxi fare changes, you must update the taximeter in your taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi with the new fare. Most taximeters can be updated up to 90 days before the new fare starts. This helps drivers switch to the new fare on time and avoid losing customers. After reprogramming, The taximeter must be checked and approved by the Legal Metrology Service as soon as possible.